so that when they do come to your door, you can have another set of verses memorized to share with the Jehovah's Witnesses coming to your door. Okay? Now, I know that one of the instincts that many Christians have when Jehovah's Witnesses come to the door is to say, you're going to hell, and close the door on them, right? But I want you to reconsider that a little bit. They are your neighbors. Christ has told us to love our neighbors. Okay? Christ has told us to do good to our neighbors. And he's also told us to make disciples. He's also told us to share our faith. And here you have a captive audience coming to your door. You know, you have to go out, right? They're coming to you. They're coming to your door. You have the truth. You have the gospel. Okay? They are your neighbor. And you are called to do good to them. You're called to share your testimony of how you were delivered from sin and death unto life in Christ. So when a Jehovah's Witness comes to your door, try to have that as your mindset. So I want to challenge you to have that as your mindset. Okay? And share your testimony of how you have been saved, because they don't have that. Okay? They don't have that. And they don't have something else you have. They don't have the gospel. And you have that. So don't be too quick to blow them off, you know? I know it's a chore. I know it's some work. But that is the Christian life that we've been called unto. The Christian life is not easy. It's, you know, it's not a walk in the park. It's a carrying the cross. It's a carrying of the cross. Right? So, there's a doctrine that Jehovah's Witnesses hold to. They believe that that when we die and Christ returns, there will be no resurrection as we believe. Okay? And when I say we, I'm talking about all Christians. Whether you're Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, or Protestant. Because at least the three of us believe in a bodily resurrection. Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe in a bodily resurrection. They believe that when Christ returns for judgment, your body will never be resurrected. It's just going to remain dust and dirt. Only your spirit resurrects. That's what they believe. Okay? That's what they teach. Now, if you go to, turn to your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And let me get out the New World Translation. So first, 1 Corinthians 15, that is the famous passage on teaching about resurrection. Ramon, read verses 5:3 and 5:4, 53 and 54. No, that's fine. The New World Translation of the Watchtower has basically the same words. There's really no difference. So, when you're, remember, everything about Jehovah's Witnesses, you got to set up the scene. You have to set up what you're going to lead them into to help them see the truth. So, they'll come to you and they'll say whatever their spiel is about the Watchtower for that month. You ask them this, Mr. Jehovah's Witness, my neighbor, when we are resurrected, are our bodies resurrected? When Jesus died and rose again, was Jesus' body resurrected? And they'll say no. And they'll point you to 1 Corinthians 15:53 to 54. And they'll say, our bodies are corruption. Our bodies are corruptible. Look at you every day. Every day you look yourself in the mirror, you see signs of corruption. Some of us try to hide it with cosmetics, working out, or medicine. But every day we are seeing the signs of our bodily corruption. And so that's what they'll say. And there's no way that Jesus went into heaven with a body because it saw corruption. Many problems there, right? You can, from there, you can go different places. We sang about it today in Psalm 16, right? But they say here, 1 Corinthians says, what is corruptible will never enter into heaven. So how can our bodies go into heaven? So you say to them, well, what if I can show you from your Bible that our bodies are resurrected when we are resurrected, and that Jesus' body specifically resurrected when he resurrected. That it wasn't just Jesus' spirit, but it was his body and spirit that resurrected and went into heaven. What if I could show you that from your Bible? Will you believe it? And they'll say, oh, you can't show it. I would like to see it. But if I am able to show it to you, would you believe that the body truly is resurrected and goes into heaven? Or will you remain with what the Watchtower teaches? You got to put that choice before them. Will you believe what the Bible teaches, or will you believe what the Watchtower teaches? Set it up that way. Then take them to 1 Corinthians 15, just to get that out of the way. Read it together with them. And then you tell them, well, again, what if I can show you that when Christ died, he resurrected physically? They'll say, the Bible doesn't teach that. Or you can say, do you believe the Bible teaches that? Ask the questions. Just ask questions. It's always good to ask questions. Don't assume what they think they believe. Do you believe Jesus' body resurrected? No, it didn't, because of 1 Corinthians 15. What if I can show you? Will you believe it? Put that before them. Get a commitment out of them, right? Oh, you'll never be able to. Well, what if I can? Well, the Bible doesn't say that. What if I can show it? Will you believe it? Press that. Always press that. Always, always, and always set it up. Now, go to the Gospel of John chapter 2. Okay, I'm trying to figure out where I should set this up or not, but Colin, read verse 17. Okay, Joe, read verse 18. Okay, so what's going on is Jesus turned over the money changers, and now the Jews are upset. You know, by what authority can you, you're doing this? Prove you are who you say you are. And then you ask them, read verse 19. So a Jehovah's Witness is going to say, okay, this is their New World Translation. It says this, Jesus replied to them, tear down this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Stop right there. You ask them to read that verse. So verse John chapter 2, verse 19. You say, what is he talking about there? Ask them. What is he talking about there? What is Jesus referring to? He didn't say, well, he's talking about the temple. Which temple? Ask them again. Which temple? Don't assume that they know which temple. Right? Don't assume it. Which temple is Jesus talking about here? Well, the temple there in Jerusalem. Okay. Did you know the Jews said the same thing? They thought that he was talking about the temple there in Jerusalem. Read verse 21, verse 20. Mr. Joel's Witness, read verse 20. Okay. New World Translation says this. The Jews then said, this temple was built in 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days? You see, Christian, he's talking about the temple there in Jerusalem. Talking about the temple there in Jerusalem. Full stop. Tell them, is that what Jesus is referring to? Ask them again. Is that what Jesus is referring to? Is he referring to the temple there in Jerusalem? So you are, and they'll say, yeah. So you agree with the Jews. That you're agreeing that the Jews understood Jesus as referring to the temple in Jerusalem. Yes. Okay. Mr. Jehovah's Witness, please read verse 21. And you need to follow along in your Bible what verse 21 says. But he was talking about the temple of his body. Full stop. Mr. Jehovah's Witness, what was he talking about? And they're going to, serious, because I've used this many a times, they're going to be baffled because they've never seen this before. The watchtower doesn't teach them these things. The watchtower, just, okay, I'm going to put a pause, cliffhanger. The watchtower, parentheses right here, watchtower tells Jehovah's Witness what portions of the Bible to read each month. That's what they tell them. They actually say, this is the watchtower, these are your Bible verses, and I've been to one of their actual quote-unquote worship services, and they don't really exposit the Bible. They go through the watchtower. They actually go through it, and they meditate or whatever it is they're doing on that. Not meditate, that's Eastern, or, you know, Eastern religion. They meditate, like, consider, you know, they're talking about that article, those sets of verses, but they don't look at this, okay? So now you say, what was he saying? He's talking about the temple of his body. Look at what Jesus said in verse 19. Tear down this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Jesus rose from the dead in 3 days. Correct? Did he not? Yes. Jesus is telling you here in verse 21 that it was his body that resurrected. His body. Verse 22. Mr. Jehovah's Witness, please read verse 22 from your own Bible. Which says this, when though he was raised up from the dead, his disciples recall they used to say this. And they believed the scripture and what Jesus has spoken. Mr. Jehovah's Witness, can you believe what the scripture has spoken? That Jesus said that in 3 days, his body will be resurrected. Now I asked you in the beginning, will you believe that the body is resurrected? If I were to show it to you from the scripture, or will you not? You told me the Bible never teaches that. You told me that the watchtower says that the body cannot enter into heaven. But here it's telling you very clearly that it can. And the question to you now is what you just read from the statement. Do you believe the scripture? They're going to be confused. They're going to circle back to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 53 and 54, and they're going to say, wait a minute. But the body's corruptible. Yes. But the scripture says that our bodies are risen incorruptible. Incorruptible. Just like Christ. At this point, they're not going to know what to do. How to respond. When I've done this a few times now with Jehovah's Witnesses, some of them, I mean, you can even see the tears forming in their eyes. One in particular I can remember to this very day. His reaction is ingrained in my mind. The main speaker was in front of him. He was kind of behind him. So meaning he's the disciple learning the ropes. And they're older men. I was back then maybe 24. We got married. I was right before I went to Japan. I was 21 years old. Okay? These men were in their 40s, so like my age now. Okay? And I remember when I showed these verses, the guy behind them was like, he turns away, he's looking, and you can see his world just was shattered. And he was like, he's trying to tell this, but it says it right here. No. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm saying, yeah, but that's, you still got to handle this. You can't get away from John 2, 19 and 20. You got to handle that. How do you respond to that? Okay. First Corinthians 15, what?
42.
So it is with the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised up in incorruption.
They missed that one
too. Yeah. Right? So, 1 Corinthians 15, they talk about the body corrupts. John 2, 19 and 20 says the body is raised up in the resurrection. See, there's two things you can do now. You can bring them back to 1 Corinthians, like Colin just did. Point out verse 42. Okay? Hopefully you guys are jotting down notes. You can also take them to John 20, because they're going to take you to John 20. Going to take you to John 20. Okay? They're going to say, well, if the body is resurrected, how did he walk through walls? They're going to say. Because that's what they believe. Jesus was a ghost when he resurrected. He was a phantom. They use the word phantom. Okay? If you're a student of church history, some of these words should sound familiar. This is what the Gnostics taught. Verse 19. John 20, verse 19. When it was late that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "May you have peace." After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced at seeing the Lord. You see, he appeared in their midst. Remember, the doors were locked. So how did he get there? He just appeared. So you tell them. So how did he just get in there? Well, he walked through a wall, obviously. Oh, you sure he didn't energize, like from the Enterprise or something? No, don't say that. Well, if you want to break the tension, you could say that. But you tell them, well, what does that mean? How do you know he walked through a wall? Why can't he just appear? He's God. Or if you haven't gotten to that point yet, he is a God, like they say. He's still a God. They can just appear, right? Where does it say he walked through the wall? But look, you just read it, Mr. Jehovah's Witness, verse 20. He showed them their hands and his side. That's a body, is it not? Well, it was a form of a body. It was a phantom, remember? He looked like a body. Just like when people see ghosts, they see a form of a man. Okay? Then you say to them, but read verse 24. Read verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12 who was with the twin, who was called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples were telling them, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and stick my finger into the print of the nails and stick my hand into his side, I will never believe. They have a bunch of footnotes here. Marks, they call it marks. Okay. So, all right. So can you touch a phantom? Can you touch a phantom? Can you touch a spirit? Can you touch a ghost? Ask them that. Because that's what Thomas is saying. Unless I can touch him. And the disciples never said anything about, well, you can't touch him because he's see-through. Right? There's nothing like that here. All right, verse 26. Well, 8 days later, his disciples were again indoors and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and he stood in their midst and said, "May you have peace." Next, he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and take your hand and stick them into my side, and stop doubting, but believe." How can he be a phantom if he is being told to touch him? He has a body, right? He has a body here. So even these passages, Mr. Joel's witness, my neighbor, show that he has a body. And he wasn't a phantom. You can also take him to the other verses where Jesus is eating fish. Right? He eats the fish. Can you see the fish in his belly? No. He's a body. Excuse me. But when you hit them with John 2, 19 and 20, most of the time, they either will try to argue the point, or they'll say, okay, we're done. And they'll walk away. Okay? But if they want to argue the point, these are some verses to, again, demonstrate that Jesus has a body. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42, the body is incorrupted, rises again in without corruption. And, you know, he ascended up into heaven, he was in the body. Okay? So these are some verses. It's not a lot of verses. It's just three, four sets, right, of verses. This is a chain. I call it the resurrection verses. Okay, that's how I put it in my file count in my head. These are my resurrection verses, right? Just like I had the redeemer verses that we did last week about how many redeemers are there, and we show from their own New World Translation there are two redeemers and they're both called Jehovah. But for them, remember, Jehovah is only one person. That's the Father. So how do you square that away? Here is the resurrection. Christ rose again in a body. And, you know, at this point, you say, okay, I show you from Scripture. We can keep debating it. But you know what? Instead of debating, can I say one more thing to you? Mr. Jehovah's Witness, what must I do to be saved? And you go into the gospel. Because remember, you can win the debate. Like we just did here. But unless they are brought to Christ, they will never see it. And so the gospel is the only way for them to see it. Right? So you show them the gospel. You share the gospel with them. Remember, they're going to your door because they believe by going to your door, that's going to earn them salvation. Okay? That's a works righteousness. They're not that door for your benefit per se. They're there at your door for theirs. Okay? They need to get into heaven. Or, not heaven. They don't believe in heaven. They don't believe they can get into heaven. They believe they want to get into the new earth. Okay? You know, when Christ returns for the fifth time, according to them, whatever, they lost track. At the end of the world, he's going to create new heavens and new earth. They want to get into that new earth. Okay? So they need to do this. So you share the gospel with them. That's the only way for them to see the truth. Okay? So what happened to this guy that saw this and was on the verge of tears and his world was turned upside down? Well, I was in San Francisco. It was a month before I was going to Japan. The dude that was leading the thing, he came back the following week, but the other guy didn't come back. I said, where's the other guy? Well, you confused them, basically, he said. You confused them. He needed to be put back into discipleship. He didn't know how to handle this. I said, well, let's go back to John chapter 2 again, you and I. And he didn't want to. I said, okay, who's Jehovah? Let's talk about that. And they were like, okay, you obviously know how your scriptures, and we're not going to win you over. And they just left me. And that was the last time I ever saw them. So, but you have that. But you know what? You sow the seeds and the Lord is going to do what he's going to do with that. Who knows? Maybe later on they became Christian. I have no idea. But that's up to God. That's not my responsibility. It's not your responsibility. Our responsibility is to share the gospel. God's responsibility is to do what he's going to do with that seed. Okay? That's his responsibility. Okay? Any questions, comments, or concerns? Any verses for me to go over again? Anything you don't like? Good. Yeah? All right. So, all right. Great. Then we'll end it here then. Thank you.